mind-bending sounds you hear are being broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I still really, really love you. and back.
They look for Marie Kingdom Hall sister. Wait now. Marie Kingdom Hall sister, the breeze blow off her wig and she walk down the street and the lady run her down and gear it.
Sunny morning, wake up to get down. Another yawn in my head, fin to break down. We took a second to see past the fake. Now it's 8:30 and I can't seem to make more excuses for us. Excuse the chorus. Your mind's asphalt, but your heart is porous. In the light of the street, got your eyes are gorgeous. We could stay for a week on my aunt's in Georgia. Now a couple strangers, quick turn to friends. If it's another night, I'm fine to pretend. At the time, I was live in the sky by the pen. Take a break, take a ride, got your mind off to 10. But I know you sleep. Life ain't easy. I try to relax for the night, believe me. Your friends are inside and like to see me, but I don't even know them guys. Sitting in them, we'll just show them guys that I know better. The minute you escape from the K.E. you aspire to, I can't really get it. It's more than a static, it's a deaf kind of wave. You can chill, just behave in a boiling pool. You wanna go and leave door, but we'll mess it up. Better watch out, he's your one, go just chill with it, chill with it, chill with it, chill. In a boiling pool, ain't got jack, go just chill with it, chill with it. In a boiling pool, ain't got jack, go just chill with it.
dial is set to 90.3. That's CKUT. We'll be right back.
you. To subscribe to a life so subdued and shameful. And for the cause I can't refuse.
Dance in the
You're in the mix with Dirty Bird and Swami Sound at CKUT Studio 90.3 FM. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. sometimes I run when I wanna stay. It's part of the life that we're living. I just gotta watch what she's giving. Cause when I see you, I wanna hide. A little afraid of the feeling. One look at you, boy, and I'm dreaming.
That was a guest mix from Dirty Bird and Swami Sound, recorded in the CKUT studio. But don't go anywhere, because we got an interview with those two coming up right now on CKUT 90.3 FM. Dirty Bird, Swami Sound, in the CKUT studio.
What's good?
As we all just heard, you guys are clearly such an incredible duo behind the decks. And with also these string of these live events, live in the URL, Gumfest, you know, by the time you're hearing this, these Montreal shows. Sure. How did you two connect as performers? Like, how did that come to be a duo?
I honestly don't remember. All I remember is we met on the last day of school, like right before we graduated or whatever. And then that's when I started taking music like a little bit more seriously. Hmm. And I think we made our first song together. We made Lights when like probably like a year and a half ago.
That's crazy. Yeah, like literally last summer.
Yeah. And so we just kind of did that. And then we kind of went our own ways, I think, individually for a while. And then we were like, yo, like we should just make more music together. And that's kind of what got the ball rolling, I think.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a better memory of it. I just remember when Gum started making music with like AV Club and shit.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just like, it was like the homie just making music, and then it was like, I was like, wait, this is good. And I was just, all right, like, let me just like, I'm down with it on not even like in a facetious way. I'm just like, yo, this is cool. And then just sort of just been tapped in beyond that. And then what, like as performers, like as like DJs, like it was like the Halloween show. The Halloween IRL, that was like the first time.
Oh yeah,
that was the first time we like,
yeah, we like, I never felt so in tune with another human being ever. It was crazy. We were playing some drum and bass. We were playing some drum and bass tracks. We were mixing some drum and bass tracks.
Yeah,
and
we're mixing for 6 hours.
Yeah, we're mixing for 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I want to talk about these live shows a bit more, especially given like the key role in of live performance in the genre of music and genres that you guys play. Mm-hmm. So, because out of necessity, over the past 2 years, you guys have had to do a lot of virtual sets, like the Gum shows on Twitch, which were fantastic.
Thank you.
Other stuff included. But now that you guys are able to get in front of people and like see how crazy people go and play in front of them, how has that shifted like your thoughts or when you're mixing or making music?
Mm. Yeah. You want to go first?
I just remember when I started doing more club nights and stuff in New York. I wasn't like New York City garage then, and that was like literally in September. So I remember how I got into garage was through a client I was producing for, and then they're like, "Yo, study this, listen to all this, and make this beat. Like, help me make this like song." And I was like, "Wait." I could do this really well. I could do it really well.
Wow.
So then when I started like looking into it and like getting in tune with like more contemporary garage music, I started to spin that more and like focus on spinning it. But the thing about New York crowds is that they're not, it's a little, the two-step is a little complicated. So like it's not four on the floor. And like mm-hmm. if you sort of like look at crowds, they respond well to like simple beats.
I see.
So I started sort of seeing like what mixes well and like things like that, and it helped me sort of get more in tune with my own music as well. Not that it like is altered based on how crowds like respond to it. Like the music that I make is very independent of the music that I actually end up playing. It, like if you hear it, yeah, you'll just see there's a difference.
That's kind of how I feel too. Like I feel like for a while, and even still, like people know me as like the house guy, but it's true. Like I spent pretty much the majority of my career studying house music and making house music and playing it. I think before I did my first show, before the LA show, I didn't really have an idea of what it felt like to play in front of like a fully engaged crowd. But now that I've done it a bunch, like it doesn't necessarily change how I think about producing my music. So my thing is, I don't really like playing my songs live.
Mm.
Mostly because I hear them so much that I just don't really feel like playing them. But also because I feel like that my intention when making them is never really for them to be like club joints. So when people are like, "Yo, like play Cards," I'm like, "You want to hear the world's most lo-fi song on the clearest speakers available? Like, it's not going to sound how you think it's going to sound." So to me, it's always just funny. It's a funny dynamic to me. Like when I hear like what my fans want me to play versus the stuff that I actually enjoy playing, like, I want to play like 90s deep house stuff and like, you know, stuff like that. So it is funny trying to work my own music into my sets now. It's still something that I think I struggle with, even though my manager's like, "Yo, look, as you get more popular, you're going to have to play your own songs." And like, there's like something in the back of my mind that's like, "No, but I don't want to."
Yeah, totally.
But I don't know. It's cool. But you know, it's what's important to me about that is that house music has always been a community experience. And I definitely don't want to ignore that aspect of the music, because that's what it's about at its core. Like, it's bigger than just playing some tracks, you know. It's about, you know, crafting a community experience. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been kind of, you know, learning how to do that more intentionally.
Totally. And for the people at home that may be a bit unfamiliar with the term, what is NYC Garage?
Right now, it could be whatever they want it to be.
That's how it is today.
In New York City Garage, yeah, that's how it is today. New York City Garage, it's like way, it's just a cog in the wheel of history right now, as far as the exchange of like house music over the last like 60 years, even like how things have, not 60, 60 is crazy.
It's like 40, yeah.
50. But like when you think about disco, I guess like.
Yeah.
Like
it really goes all the way back to funk, you know?
Yeah, literally. And it's like a learning experience for us as well, because like we're not like experts. Well, I mean, we don't know everything.
Right.
And so for me to like give you the complete definition of New York City Garage today, it might change next week.
Absolutely.
But right now for me, it's like, you know, just a wave of just dudes, not dudes, but people who enjoy UK garage, two-step, in New York.
Beautiful.
We're going in New York. That's it. We making it in New York.
Playing it in New York.
Playing it in New York.
Dancing to it in New York.
Dancing to it in New York. Putting the world on in New York. And also, like, New York City Garage, one thing's for certain is that there's a worldly perspective to it. It's like there are more garage communities outside than just the UK.
Yeah.
Right. So saying we're here, too.
We're here, too. And, like, through TikTok, I mean, the whole New York City Garage thing actually spawned just as a meme. But then it became a lot more, like, more of a thing when people started reaching out to me, like, yeah, like, I'm from Brazil, like, we have a garage scene out here, like, we love this. And then the guys in the UK are like, yo, we love that. That's like, this is cool.
It's been cool to kind of get appreciation from all sides.
I
think sometimes it gets kind of coarse when people don't really understand the angle that we're coming at it from, which, you know, it's mostly just due to you can only communicate so much over social media.
Right?
And I think a lot of people see us kind of flippantly referring to the NYC garage stuff. So people are like, oh, these guys aren't even taking it seriously. What do these guys even know? When, like, actually we're, like, you know, librarians of this stuff. Like, we actually, you know, take the music very seriously and its genealogy very seriously. I don't know. It's, like, it's interesting because I'm also not from New York.
Right.
So for me, as a Southerner born and raised, it feels... it's interesting. Like, people are always like, yo, why don't you just move to New York? And, like, I see New York more so as, like, not like a stage. Because it's not like I have to perform. I don't really have to, you know, perform socially.
Like a runway.
Right. Yeah, it's more like a, not even like a runway, because that would imply that I'm doing something as a spectacle, right? I see New York as, like, kind of like a, like, you buy your kid their first chemistry set. It's like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have the resources and the space and the people to do pretty much whatever. Musically, artistically, or in event-wise, like, I could pretty much do anything. So it feels nice to people to be able to, like, I don't have to live there to be able to, like, be a part of, like, a larger community there. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I show up and I engage with the people who I know, and we re-enrich each other's lives, you know, through music and art. And that's, I feel like that's kind of what the core of, like, what we're doing is. Mm-hmm. Is that it's bigger than the music. It's always been bigger than the music.
It's way more than just music.
It's way more than just playing two-step. You know, like, we have people who, like, met at our shows and became friends, business partners, enter relationships together. Like,
wow.
It's so much bigger than just playing music. You know, it's about, like, really having a community space for people to kind of link and just exist safely and, together.
While also enjoying, like, good music.
Yeah.
And
food.
And food, like, the whole thing, like, with the SoundCloud highlight thing,
yeah,
that Billy did for me,
yeah, congrats,
thank you, that was insane. The father,
yeah,
I'm still in shock.
Yeah,
but
Bill himself, sorry.
What I said, like, in the end of the highlight, it was that is supposed to be a wide range of experiences rather than just, like, dancing. You could be drinking, you could be sitting around, which is literally, like, we've seen it all, like, different experiences to the same music. We've seen people just chill out, have fun, or just dance, get sweaty. Or you could have breakfast.
Right?
You know? Like, I would love to do, like, a cafe morning, like a brunch, and I'm just playing garage. Like,
hell yeah.
But I'll be playing, like, more of the, you know, chill stuff. That they still just as groovy and could bang, like, at the night. And that's the thing, is that there's a wide spectrum of just how it sounds and how it comes across as a genre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the most phenomenal thing, is that you could, like, fit a lot of different moods with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a really incredible response. Thank both of you. We're nearing the end of our time here on CKUT 90.3 FM. What do you guys want to say to the people in Montreal?
Yo. This is Aaron after.
Unfortunately.
Yo, we in Montreal. Yo, where's the poutine?
Where's the poutine? Questions that need answers.
You guys got to get bagels, too, while you're here.
Need bagels.
I'm sure people told you.
I need a bagel with lox.
Yeah.
I need it all.
Yeah, we'll get you sorted.
Not that being our last words. Where's the poutine?
Where's the poutine? Sort me out. Please. Nah, yeah, I'm Swami Simon from the Bronx, New York.
And I'm Dirty Bird from North Carolina, baby.
Thank you guys so much for making the time to come here today. It's been an absolute honor. So unreal, honestly, to be here in this room with the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
This has been CKUT 90.3 FM. Stay tuned.
Let's get it.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
For the first time, Sunday, June 12th, Right Events Brownie presents Montreal Ultimate Beach Fest. Music by Lava Sound, all the way from Bronx, New York. Also featuring Canada Finest Sound, Little Thunder Sound, Nemesis Sound, DJ Taro, Little Vicious, The Country Boy, Crystal Sound International, DJ Fire Jones. Place to be at Clock Tower Beach, All Point, Montreal, Canada.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
All the early bird ticket right now for $30.
A regular ticket for $40. $50 at the gate.
Right.
Fully endorsed by Mixing Lab. If we have the